This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. Game one goes to Minnesota. 6-5, the final score. A second straight loss for the boys in blue. The record is now 34-21. Second straight loss where I come away thinking, oh, we got a good team here. Kansas City, we got a good team here. Well, we knew that prior to today's game, but back-to-back losses where I'm not hanging my head. I'm still sticking that chest out saying, bring it on. For a number of reasons. Number one, the simple fact that I have spoken into this very microphone so many times already this season, and that is, the best part about this team is the next day's starting pitcher. So yeah, they've lost back-to-back games. But Cole Reagans pitches tomorrow. And then Seth Lugo goes in Game 3, and then Brady Singer rounds it out as the Royals and Twins play a four-game series. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. You let me know if I'm off base. If you're watching this game today, if you're listening to this game today and you come away thinking anything other than, then we got a good team. Kansas City has a real contender in 2024. You know, my takeaways from the 6-5 final begin, as always, on the mound. And Alec Marsh picked the wrong day to make some mistakes. The wrong opponent to make these type of mistakes. And no, I'm not talking about the hitters. I'm talking about Joe Ryan. The Royals are lucky in that they avoid Pablo Lopez in this four-game series at Target Field. They're not lucky enough to avoid both Pablo Lopez and Joe Ryan, two Cy Young Award candidates, two of the 10 best, 15 best pitchers in the American League. Joe Ryan continues his domination over the boys in blue, and it was just a bad matchup for Alec Marsh. Alec Marsh pitched well enough to win. Now, I'm not saying he would have been the reason why you won, but he didn't take you out of the game. He's able to give you seven innings. Joe Ryan was just better. And he should be. Joe Ryan, like I mentioned, a number two starter, a Cy Young Award candidate, and Alec Marsh, a number five. And he pitched perfectly fine for a number five. Seven innings, matching his career high. 103 pitches, a new career high. Seven strikeouts in seven innings. He gives up five runs on five hits and a pair of walks. We can dive a little bit deeper into Alec Marsh's performance today. He wasn't as bad as his final line would indicate, right? The five earned runs, I don't think, tell the entire story. If you were dialed into this one or tuned into this one, you know about a fisted opposite field single from Eduardo Julian that set up a two-run home run from the nine-hitter, Jose Miranda, in the third inning. If you were locked into this game, you'd know about those back-to-back walks in the fifth inning that both came around to score on Trevor Larnach's three-run bomb in the fifth. A pair of pipe shots from Marsh are destroyed by the 9-1 hitters in this Minnesota lineup. Miranda's home run in the third inning goes 437 feet. Larnach does him one better, 441 to the upper tank in the fifth. So yeah, five runs against Alec Marsh in the first five innings put the Royals in a five-run hole. They get one back in the sixth, and then what was that in the ninth inning? Guys, I would be in this mood, even if the Royals would have lost 6-1, which it looked like they were going to lose by five runs when that ninth inning started. It looked like this was going to be one of those games where if you're not dialed into, it can be a deceiving final line. A 6-1 final score was going to tell you that the Twins were just better top to bottom, and I don't think that would have been the case. So the fact that the Royals put four runs on the board with two outs in the ninth inning cleans up the final score and gives you the proper reflection of just what kind of ball club we have here in Kansas City. Again, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Text line is there as well, 913-586-7610. The boys are now three games back of the Cleveland Guardians for first place in the division. Cleveland on top of the Rockies 4-1 as they play in the bottom of the third. Again, 913-586-7610. How about that finish? You know, if you were going to leave this one disappointed in a 6-1 loss, I have to imagine that battle at the end, where the team speed, the team fight, and the never-say-die attitude was on full display with a couple of infield knocks, the speed of Michael Garcia forcing an errant throw, and Bobby Witt Jr. coming to the plate with the tying run 90 feet away. Bobby first pitch swinging, grounds it back to the pitcher, and ends the game, ends the threat, and ends game one of this four-game series against the Minnesota Twins. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. Even with this loss today, your boys in blue still on pace to win 100 games in 2024. All right, we'll get to your phone calls. We'll head inside that clubhouse as the Royals begin a stretch in which they play 20 straight games against teams currently in playoff position. It's going to get real. Going to get real interesting. Going to get real anxiety-ridden. Going to get real intense in the city for the next month as we start to see Cleveland come to town, start to go head-to-head with a few more of these ball clubs that you're battling it out with in the American League Central. I know the guys in the clubhouse are up for it. Do you think the fan base in Kansas City is ready for it? I want to hear from you. Text line, phone calls, 913-586-7610. Quick timeout. We'll hear from you after this.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball rolled softly, third base side. Castro charges, gloves, sling to first. It's wide, gets away from Kirilloff. Renfro scores, Melendez crosses behind him. This is a one-run game. Blanco gets to third, Garcia's over to second. A second consecutive infield grounder. Castro put the first one in his back pocket. This one he throws away. The Royals get two more runs. It is 6-5 in the top of the ninth inning.
With Bobby Witt Jr. coming to the dish. Oh, my goodness. My jaw was on the floor. 6-5. They're really going to overcome a five-run ninth inning deficit. No. First pitch from the hard-throwing righty out of the Minnesota bullpen, their closer, Johan Duran. Bobby offers at it and grounds it right back to the pitcher. So, a very exciting ninth inning, but the Royals fall just short, dropping a second straight game. 6-5 the final. The boys are now 34-21. We can relive that ninth inning coming up in a moment, but I want to hear from you first. Phone lines are open. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. Let's go to the phone calls and talk to our buddy LaAndrew from Kansas City. You're on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on, bud?
Hey, Josh. Thanks for taking my call. Good to have you back. Hope you enjoyed this short vacation or whatever the case may be. But I'm loving this. As I said the very first time that I got on the phone, there's no need to panic. This is perfect. They are showing that there's no scenario they can't overcome. No scenario. We had every chance. All we needed was one base hit from Bobby. We'd have had this game won. Let's enjoy the ride. We're not going to win every game. We're not going to lose every game. Right now, we are on track to be in the playoffs. And at this point, we can't ask for no more. Let's enjoy it. Let's not get all panicky and overworked when we lose a game. And let's not get too big-headed and stuff when we win. We got the perfect game. I'm enjoying it. Ain't asked for nothing better. Thanks for taking my call. Let's go Royals. Let's keep
always up. Nice hearing from you, buddy. I appreciate that perspective. Phone line opens for you, 913-586-7610. Royals an even 500 on the road this season, 13-13 following today's loss. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, Cole Reagan squares off with Simeon Woods Richardson. JT Noah's hanging out with us today. He's on the ones and twos, and we were talking before the game, and he made the very correct point. This was the game Minnesota had to win, right? This is a series Minnesota has to win. Now, Minnesota can do no worse than split this series, in my opinion. Right? They came into this 5 games back of the Royals for second place. Okay? They got a lot of ground to make up and plenty of time to make up that ground. Let's not get too carried away. 107 games remain. This is a big series. You can make a big statement. You can make up a lot of ground. And seeing that the Twins didn't have and don't have Pablo Lopez going in this series, seeing that the Twins are likely going to be the underdog tomorrow, going to be the underdog coming up on Wednesday night when Seth Lugo goes opposite Bailey Ober. You know, the finale on Thursday, Brady Singer and Chris Paddock, that might be a pick'em, but maybe it's slightly in Minnesota's favor. This was the largest spread in favor of the Twins that we're going to see. They had to win this game. And Joe Ryan made sure that they did. Joe Ryan pitches his tail off. 7 innings of one-run baseball. He punches out 9. He doesn't walk a single batter. And he gave up only 4 hits. He's one of the best pitchers in the American League and has been for well over a year now. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, what'd you think of this 6-5 loss for the boys in blue?
Well, you know, we're going to lose some coming off a, well, it's an 8-game winning streak.
Yep.
9 out of 10 wins, 9 out of 10 games. So, you know, we're going to have some losses. They show some good fight there in the ninth, so that's positive. I'm with you. We've got some good pitching coming up. It's just good to see that winning baseball coming back to Kansas City. I'm old enough to remember the 70s Royals, and the script was flipped. The Chiefs didn't do so well, and Kansas City was a baseball town. Right now, of course, our Chiefs are on. And I think Kansas City baseball is coming back, so I think we're getting the best of both worlds. And just want to say I'm just very enthusiastic about it, and I'm here 100%. And I love the station, love what you guys do, and hopefully, you know, the fan, all of Kansas City will come out and support, because I think it's happening.
Lewis, I'm with you. I appreciate the phone call. It's our pleasure bringing you the coverage of the Royals. You hear every Royals game right here on 610 Sports Radio, on the Odyssey app. And we are, of course, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Lewis, you know better than me. This September, this October, could be unlike anything we've ever seen in this city. With arguably the greatest quarterback of the greatest head coach and the greatest tight end, maybe the greatest dynasty that the sport has ever seen on one side of the parking lot. And on the other side, maybe the early stages of a new golden era of Royals baseball with the greatest catcher this city's ever seen, maybe the second greatest player this city's ever seen, the second greatest career this city's ever seen. Right, Bobby, I would say, talent-wise, second greatest player to wear the uniform. Salvi, career-wise, second greatest career that a Royals ever put together. To think about, on one side of the parking lot, one team going for a third straight Super Bowl title, trying to become the first team ever to do that. Meanwhile, on the other side of the parking lot, Bobby and Salvi and Cole and Brady and Seth and the rest trying to get the team back to the postseason this early autumn could be, I mean, I honestly, I can't even fathom what it could be like. I mean, I remember 14 and 15. I remember the Chiefs runs. We all do. But for them to be happening at the same time, What a time, right? What a time to be alive. What a time to be in Kansas City. The World Cup on the way. Great call, Lewis. I appreciate it. 913-586-7610. Alec Marsh takes the loss. He's now 4-2 on the season. The Royals 7-2 in games started by Alec Marsh. He gives up 5 runs in 7 innings. His ERA balloons to 3.24. 9 starts in, the number 5 starter has an ERA of 3.24. The number 5 starter is giving you, on average, nearly 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball. Royals pitching, period, has given you at least 5 innings in each of the last 21 games. Ladies and gentlemen, we're more than a third of the way through the season, and the starting pitcher's given you a chance to win all but, what, 3 or 4 games? 51 of the first 55 games, your starting pitcher has given you a legitimate chance to win the game. I don't even know if they did that all of last season. All 162, I don't know if you had 51 outings from that rotation where they kept you in the game. I like the positivity out of the gate. Text line not as positive, but that's not really a surprise. We'll get to the text line in just a moment. But first, Adam in Ottawa. You're on 610 Sports Radio. I appreciate the phone call. Adam, what'd you think as the boys dropped game one in Minnesota 6-5?
Vern, these guys remind me so much of the 2014 and 15 champions. I mean, there is no quit in these guys. I mean, they fight to the end. And it is just, when we were down 5 runs, I'm listening to it on the radio, and we're coming up to bat, and I was thinking to myself, I cannot just turn this off because these guys are going to fight to the end, and they're going to do something here in the ninth to make it interesting, just like they did in 2014 and 15. And I just love the character of these guys.
That's a great call. Yeah. No, Adam, you're 100% right. Listen, this is nerdy. I can't imagine anybody really cares, but I'm going to pass it along anyway. You know, I have my game notes. My scorebook, and I'm really particular about it. It's pathetic, to be quite honest, how anal, finicky, nerdy I get with my game notes, how nerdy I get with my game, box score, all of it. Just all these, everything I have in front of me right now, it's all very, very particular. My game notes, by the way, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know would call Jay's Southland Tow. So one of my nerdy things is, and I haven't been wrong when I've done it in almost 3 years now. And that's when I decide the game's over, I go ahead and I fill in the win-loss record. I haven't been premature in calling a game early in years. And this team, I don't know if I've called a game before the 27th out more than 7 or 8 times all year, because this team has earned, I just waited out. This team has earned that patience to, no, don't turn it off yet. Exactly what you're talking about, Adam. No, don't turn the station yet. Don't go to that podcast just yet. Don't move. Give the guys a chance. The reason why you're afforded 27 outs is because the other team's got to come to you, right? The old Earl Weaver quote of, you can't run the clock out. You got to throw it across the plate and give the other guy a chance. That's what's beautiful about the game of baseball. And if you missed it, 9th inning, Royals down by 5 runs. 5 runs given up by Alec Marsh. Another run allowed thanks to, well, Nick Anderson gets charged with the run, but either Bobby or MJ, someone has to make one of those 2 catches in the 8th inning. 2 pop-ups, one of them should have been caught. Neither one was caught, and that equals the 6th and ultimately game-winning run for the Minnesota Twins. Nonetheless, 6-1 as we head to the top of the 9th inning. Vinny Pasquantino lines out to lead off the frame. Salvi then extends his on-base streak to 19 games with a single to left. Salvi's now reached base safely in 91% of the games he's played this season. His .323 batting average ranks fifth best in Major League Baseball. So Salvi's on first as Nelson Velasquez pops out, and now it's Salvi on first with two outs. I mean, Salvi's not stealing any bases. You're down by five runs. The game feels over. Adam Frazier bloops one to the opposite field. First and second, two outs. Hunter Renfro rips a 1-1 offering to left field for an RBI double. Man on second and third, Royals still down by four runs. Still doesn't feel like they're going to get it done. But Rocco Baldelli goes to his bullpen and brings in his closer, Johan Duran, who hits MJ Melendez on the front foot. Bases loaded, two outs. Royals trail the game by a score of 6-2. Dairon Blanco at the dish. He swings over top a 1-2 offering and chops it to the third baseman, a soft chopper. Charged by Willie Castro, the Minnesota hot corner third baseman. And he knows the speed of Dairon Blanco, so he doesn't try to make the throw home. He has no, doesn't try to make the throw to first base. He has no play at home, so he puts it in his back pocket. Another run comes in to score, and now it's 6-3 Minnesota with the bases once again juiced. Mikel Garcia, as you just heard, another chopper, soft chopper to the third baseman. Castro tries to make the play, overshoots his first baseman. Two runs come in to score, and now it's 6-5 with Bobby Witt Jr. coming to the dish. He grounds back to the pitcher, who flips it over to first base for the 27th out, and that is your final score. Minnesota 6, Kansas City 5. Bobby extends his hitting streak to 10 games with his fifth multi-hit game in that stretch. His 22nd multi-hit game of the season, second most in Major League Baseball, but you know that. Bobby's top 10 in just about everything. Second most multi-hit games, second most hard hit balls, third most extra base hits, third most total bases, fifth most hits, ninth best batting average. The dude's remarkable. He's hitting .372 in this 10-game hitting streak. All right, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. So, Adam, I'm with you, man. No, you give the... No, you don't give them. They've earned your attention. They've earned the patience to see, are they really dead? Because until that 27th out is recorded, I ain't buying it. I don't believe they're dead. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, this team, except for Bobby Witt Jr., is full of pretenders. They have to start making changes in the outfield. The end of the fantasy is at hand and the nightmare begins. Vern, you're a homer who only speaks on behalf of the Royals. Half of what you say is true. The other half is what they pay you to say. All right. Well, sadly, I would happily take money from John Sherman. He's yet to offer it. But, yeah, I'll sell out if you have money. Mr. Sherman, John, whatever you want me to call you, I'll take your money. I'm not too prideful. Everybody but Bobby is a pretender. Wow. I wish you'd call up. Wish you'd back that up. Put your name on it. Because I don't think you understand baseball if you think this team's full of pretenders. If you watch Cole Reagans and think that dude's a pretender, you think Salvi and Mikel are pretenders. Okay. Seth Lugo. Okay. All right. Appreciate you listening. Don't know why you listen if that's how you feel about the team. Doesn't make sense to put yourself through something like that. Royals have recorded an extra base hit in all 55 games this season. They're the only team in Major League Baseball that can say that. And the first team since 2020 to start the season with an extra base hit in all 55 games. As a matter of fact, it's the third longest stretch to start a season in the last 5 years. Hey, you know what, Texter? Maybe you're not alone. Do you believe he or she is right? Do you believe this is the beginning of the end? Maybe I'm off base. Maybe I'm
watching this team too closely? I don't know. Now, I made mention of it. 20 straight games against teams currently in playoff position. Right, three more with Minnesota. Then you come home for three against the San Diego Padres. And then finally, we get to see the Cleveland Guardians. Royals heading to Cleveland for three. And then it's three against the Mariners, four against the Yankees, three in LA against the Dodgers, before finally getting a respite in Oakland against that Athletics team. Okay, so Texter believes this is the beginning of the end. See, what I find interesting about that is, it, you know, it's a 20-game stretch. Let's say they play really poorly. Let's say they go 5-15, okay? And they've already lost one today. So that's now 5-14 over the next 19 games. If they do that, they'll still be four games above 500. So what the hell are you talking about? The beginning of the end. They can go 5-15 in this stretch and still sit four games above 500, still find themselves very much in the fight. You know, the more and more I talk, the more and more I'm thinking this person's just trying to rev me up. This person doesn't believe what they're saying. They can't. Either that, or they're just telling on themselves. Letting us all know, I'm not really watching. I'm not really paying attention. I'm just your classic complainer. It goes back to a point I made last week. You're one of three things right now if you're a Royals fan. You're confident, confused, or a classic complainer. That's the only three groups you can belong to. Confidence, you know, which that's where I'm at. I get it if you're confused. It's, yes, they lost 106 last year. Now they're on pace to win 100. It's strange. Okay. But you classic complainers, man, just go watch something else. Go listen to something else. Because baseball's too complex for you. You might not have the brain capacity for it. Quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
And the next pitch. Renfro rips it down the left field line. Fair ball bouncing all the way to the fence in the left field corner. Salvi rounds third. He's in to score easily. Frazier goes first to third. Renfro's in his second with an RBI double. The Royals have cut the deficit to four. It's now 6-2 in the top of the ninth inning.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals would score another three runs, get to within 6-5, but fall just short as Bobby Witt Jr. with two on and two outs in the top of the ninth inning, down by one, offers at the first pitch from Yoan Duran and grounds it back to the pitcher, making the 27th out. Royals lose 6-5. It's only the seventh time all year they've lost when scoring four or more. Yeah, they're now 26-7 when scoring four or more. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Nick in Lawrence. You're next up on the postgame show. Nick, how are you?
I'm good, Vern. How are you?
Doing great, buddy.
Good. Hey, I was made a long drive back from Colorado today and listened to the game and always enjoy listening to you. And I started thinking about a couple of things. First off, this team battles. They battled very well. Alec Marsh had a, you know, gave up five runs, but that was a Jeremy Guthrie-esque outing. All you can ask for your five starter. Goes and gets you seven innings, keeps him in the game. That's outstanding. We're a decade removed from those, you know, playoff teams, the World Series teams, and you start to hear a lot of comparisons, and there are, you know, a lot of similarities, especially defense, base running, and pitching. The thing that really excites me, though, is those teams a decade ago, they had a window where it's kind of like, we got to do it now. The really exciting thing about this team is they're going to be around for years to come, and they're only getting better, and Bobby Witt Jr. is only going to get better as well, which is just terrifying for the rest of the league. And that was something I started to think about on the way home, just got me really excited for the years to come. This year's a lot of fun, too. Be great to see a playoff run or just get to it, and then we'll see what happens. But this team's not going anywhere for the next decade, and I'll take the thoughts off the air.
Well, it's
It's a very positive phone call. Let me think this one through real quick. Because the first thing that's popping into my head when you say this is obviously, yeah, you have Bobby Witt Jr. for the rest of his 20s. And you have Bobby through, you know, 2030. But Salvi just turned 34. How much longer can we expect this from Salvi? Well, this, I don't know if we could ever expect again. The guy to lead Major League Baseball, lead the American League in batting average, top five in Major League Baseball. Now, he'll turn 35 early next year, making $22 million. Then they have him under contract for at least one more year after that. So you know you have Salvi for two more years. Well, Salvi's your cleanup hitter, your second-best bat right now. I'm very happy with Bobby. Very happy that Mike, Hell, and Vinny are not going anywhere. But outside of those three, who else in this offense is a part of this 5-6-7 year endless window that you're talking about? I really think it's just those three. Now, Massey, I would love to put Michael Massey in that group, but his back won't allow it. Nelson Velasquez hasn't done enough. Obviously, MJ Melendez isn't doing enough and hasn't shown the type of consistency. You know what? Forget consistency. He hasn't shown... You see what he did in the second half of last year, talking about MJ, who went 1-for-3 today, scored a run, picked up his fifth hit on the road this year. 21 games on the road, and he has a grand total of 5 hits on the road. That's not good. You know what? I could deal with an inconsistent MJ Melendez, to be quite honest with you. I mean, if he's going to play a quality left field, now today he needs to make that catch, no doubt about it. But if he plays, because he's played a quality left field, even with today's slow read on that line drive off of the bat of Alex Kirilloff, that RBI line drive off of the bat of Kirilloff that gave Minnesota its sixth and final and ultimately game-winning run. Yeah, MJ needs to make that play, but earlier in that inning, Bobby needs to make that play. I could deal with an inconsistent MJ Melendez if he was, you know, giving you the 2 or 3 extra base hits every 7-8 games, right? Like what we ask Nelson Velasquez, at least what I ask Nelson Velasquez is, hit a home run a week. Give me a home run every week and a half. The reason why Nelly's on the team is solely for extra base power. If he's not hitting for extra bases, he really has no use to this team. MJ's defense and ability on the base paths allows you to ask a little bit less than you do, Nelson. But I'm not sitting around waiting for a consistent MJ. I'm not sitting around waiting for a consistent Nelson. I just need to see some pop. Need to see some extra base power. It's been hard to find from MJ. But to go back to your point, okay, so offensively, I only see three guys a part of that window. And then on the mound, you know, Cole Reagans can be a part of that group. You want to put Alec Marsh in that group? I'm with you. But Brady Singer has 2 years left after this year. Seth Lugo has 2 years left after this year. Michael Wacha may return for one more year. Now, listen, Reagans, Marsh, Bobby, Vinny, and Michael, that's not a bad foundation. Throw James MacArthur in there as well. That's not a bad foundation. I'm not down on that foundation, but it's not the window is wide open for the next decade. It's going to be fun to watch Bobby for the next 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, sure.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
And the next pitch. Renfro rips it down the left field line. Fair ball bouncing all the way to the fence in the left field corner. Salvi rounds third. He's in to score easily. Frazier goes first to third. Renfro's in his second with an RBI double. The Royals have cut the deficit to four. It's now 6-2 in the top of the ninth inning.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals would score another three runs, get to within 6-5, but fall just short as Bobby Witt Jr. with two on and two outs at the top of the ninth inning, down by one, offers at the first pitch from Yoan Duran and grounds it back to the pitcher, making the 27th out. Royals lose 6-5. It's only the seventh time all year they've lost when scoring four or more. Yeah, they're now 26-7 when scoring four or more. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Nick in Lawrence. You're next up on the postgame show. Nick, how are you?
I'm good, Vern. How are you?
Doing great, buddy.
Good. Hey, I was made a long drive back from Colorado today and listened to the game and always enjoy listening to you. And I started thinking about a couple of things. First off, this team battles. They battled very well. Alec Marsh had a, you know, gave up five runs, but that was a Jeremy Guthrie-esque outing. All you can ask for your five starter. Goes and gets you seven innings, keeps him in the game. That's outstanding. We're a decade removed from those, you know, playoff teams, the World Series teams, and you start to hear a lot of comparisons, and there are, you know, a lot of similarities, especially defense, base running, and pitching. The thing that really excites me, though,
is those teams a decade ago, they had a window where it's kind of like, we got to do it now. The really exciting thing about this team is they're going to be around for years to come, and they're only getting better. And Bobby Witt Jr. is only going to get better as well, which is just terrifying for the rest of the league. And that was something I started to think about on the way home. Just got me really excited for the years to come. This year is a lot of fun, too. Be great to see a playoff run or just get to it, and then we'll see what happens. But this team's not going anywhere for the next decade, and I'll take the thoughts off the air.
Well, it's a very positive phone call. Let me think this one through real quick. Because the first thing that's popping into my head when you say this is obviously, yeah, you have Bobby Witt Jr. for the rest of his 20s. And you have Bobby through, you know, 2030. But Salvi just turned 34. How much longer can we expect this from Salvi? Well, this, I don't know if we could ever expect again. The guy to lead Major League Baseball, lead the American League in batting average, top five in Major League Baseball. Now, he'll turn 35 early next year, making $22 million. Then they have him under contract for at least one more year after that. So you know you have Salvi for two more years. Well, Salvi's your cleanup hitter, your second best bat right now. I'm very happy with Bobby. Very happy that Mikel and Vinny are not going anywhere. But outside of those three, who else in this offense is a part of this 5-6-7 year endless window that you're talking about? I really think it's just those three. Now, Massey, I would love to put Michael Massey in that group, but his back won't allow it. Nelson Velasquez hasn't done enough. Obviously, MJ Melendez isn't doing enough and hasn't shown the type of consistency. You know what? Forget consistency. He hasn't shown... You see what he did in the second half of last year, talking about MJ, who went 1-for-3 today, scored a run, picked up his fifth hit on the road this year. 21 games on the road, and he has a grand total of 5 hits on the road. That's not good. You know what? I could deal with an inconsistent MJ Melendez, to be quite honest with you. I mean, if he's going to play a quality left field, now, today he needs to make that catch, no doubt about it. But if he plays, because he's played a quality left field, even with today's slow read on that line drive off of the bat of Alex Kirilloff, that RBI line drive off of the bat of Kirilloff that gave Minnesota its sixth and final and ultimately game-winning run. Yeah, MJ needs to make that play, but earlier in that inning, Bobby needs to make that play. I could deal with an inconsistent MJ Melendez if he was, you know, giving you the 2 or 3 extra base hits every 7-8 games, right? Like what we ask Nelson Velasquez, at least what I ask Nelson Velasquez is, hit a home run a week. Give me a home run every week and a half. The reason why Nelly's on the team is solely for extra base power. If he's not hitting for extra bases, he really has no use to this team. MJ's defense and ability on the base paths allows you to ask a little bit less than you do, Nelson. But I'm not sitting around waiting for a consistent MJ. Not sitting around waiting for a consistent Nelson. I just need to see some pop. Need to see some extra base power. It's been hard to find from MJ. But to go back to your point, okay, so offensively, I only see three guys a part of that window. And then on the mound, you know, Cole Reagans can be a part of that group. You want to put Alec Marsh in that group? I'm with you. But Brady Singer has 2 years left after this year. Seth Lugo has 2 years left after this year. Michael Wacha may return for one more year. Now, listen,
Reagans, Marsh, Bobby, Vinny, and Michael. That's not a bad foundation. Throw James MacArthur in there as well. That's not a bad foundation. I'm not down on that foundation, but it's not the window is wide open for the next decade. It's going to be fun to watch Bobby for the next 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, sure. But you need Chandler Champlain to work. You need Alec Marsh to keep this up. You need Cole Reagans to be an ace. I'm very happy with the start of the season, but in no way am I viewing this team, this organization, as anything other than a very good team in 2024. And that's why I expect them to remain aggressive. When the calendar flips to June, yeah, no doubt, our conversations on this show are going to change in tone. It's going to be more about the trade deadline and making this team a surefire playoff contender. And I'll reiterate, the organization's shown me nothing to believe they're going to be anything but aggressive at the deadline. They'll add an arm. I think they'll add a bat at the deadline, if it remains necessary. 913-586-7610. Let's go to the text line real quick. Again, 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, is there some sort of a rift between the Royals and Drew Waters? I can't think of any other reason the outfielder has better minor league stats than Kyle Isbell wasn't called up as soon as Kyle was injured. Well, as Joel Goldberg did a great job of reporting on earlier today, Isbell isn't really injured. He was available, as Matt Quatrero told Ryan LaFever on the pregame show today. So Isbell's not on the IL, so there's not a spot open right now for Drew Waters. Is there some sort of rift between the... No, they traded for him. Trust me, nobody wants Drew Waters to work out more than J.J. Piccolo in that Royals front office. Don't worry so much about minor league numbers, right? You know, the average AAA hitter right now has an OPS of 780. That's league average in the International League. An OPS of 780. Drew Waters has an OPS of 850 in Omaha. So, yeah, he's above average. But, you know, so is Devin Mann and Nate Eaton, Ryan Fitzgerald, C.J. Alexander. Now, C.J. Alexander has better numbers across the board than Drew Waters. I mean, if you're so beholden to the AAA stats, why aren't you calling for C.J. Alexander to come up here and get some DHABs? What, do you want to see more Logan Porter because he has an OPS north of 1,000? And those AAA numbers, you take them with a grain of salt. Listen, and again, I'm not against seeing Drew Waters. I would much rather see what Drew Waters can do before making a trade. I think that would be a wise move, and I think it will be the move by the organization. Before we're going to part with a prospect or two, let's see if Drew Waters can help us. But there has to be a spot on the team for him, first and foremost. 913-586-7610. Few more from the text line as they're starting to back up. I'll get back to your phone calls in just a second. From the 515, Vern, what's our record against teams with a 500 mark or better? I'm in good spirits still, but I'm just looking at the month of June and it looks rough. Vern, I'm just trying to be realistic here. No, I understand. Royals are 13-15 against teams at or above 500. 21-6 against the dregs of Major League Baseball. Yeah, no doubt about it. This stretch, like I mentioned, is going to be rough. But what are you afraid of? Like, I'm wondering what worries you about it. Like, I look at these next three games against the Twins and think the Royals should and will win two of the next three. I look at the Padres series, that's at home. They should take two of three. Yeah, Cleveland, the Yankees, the Dodgers. Now, furthermore, it's not even as if the Royals need to keep 13 games above 500 for the next 54 games.
You can have a 500 month. You can be a game or two below 500 and still remain very much in the race. It's not about being a great team. I'm sorry, it's not. I would love for them to win the division, but all that matters is get into the postseason. Get into the postseason. You move Alec Marsh to the bullpen. Daniel Lynch is coming out of the bullpen. Your rotations, Reagans, Lugo, Singer, Waka. Maybe you make an addition to the bullpen. You have Will Klein out there to go with Carlos Hernandez and James MacArthur and Angel Zerpa and John Schreiber and Daniel Lynch and Alec Marsh. Dairon Blanco coming off the bench, man. You have some talent out there. I'm not afraid of fill in the blank. Yankees, Dodgers, Guardians. If you are, tell me why. I would like to know. What is it about the Yankees, the Dodgers, that when they get on the field with your Royals, you say, oh, we're overmatched? Now, if you're just pointing out it's going to be difficult, well, yeah. Big League Baseball is difficult. It's always difficult. Playing against Oakland can be difficult. Playing against Chicago can be difficult. You know, big leaguers in their dugout as well. Let's go to Paul in Lawrence. Paul, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Vern. This is my first time call this year. And note, it is after a loss, and it's a little bit after the naysayer phone call that we had a couple minutes ago. First of all, I want to talk about greatness. I want to talk about Mahomes, Salvi, the starting staff this year, Bobby Baseball, Ventura, Shields, Hosmer, Moose, Kane, name a few. Yeah. And my favorite this year in women's basketball, Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. They all have one thing in common, and we made Bobby a franchise player. I think it was the spark that set this team going. Mainly it is that they give you a competitive chance to win. And I love that some of the greatest moments in both Chiefs and Royals history are losses. Today being another, it's a classic loss, but God, it's never say die. I'm out working in the lawn. I just felt something was going to happen. And Bobby gets up and I'm thinking, you know, if I'm up there, I let this pitcher put me in a hole. But then the more I thought about it, no, he's got to swing at the first pitch because it's probably the best one he's going to get. And if he gets ahead in the count, they're going to walk him. And why not have your gamer, your GOAT, who will be a GOAT and who will be in the Hall of Fame, take this team higher? Greatness does not always win. Greatness lifts boats. Most of all, it gives you a competitive chance to win in every game, and certainly that was the case today. One final point. You're spot on with what we need to do for a playoff run. Everyone knew it in 2014 and 2015 that if this team got to the playoffs, you did not want to face them. Never say die. Complete those pieces. If we can get Carlos Hernandez throwing flames for an inning, that's going to help the drive. This starting pitching staff is the best I've seen in my run as a Royals fan. And I just love this team. And Bobby Baseball, being a franchise player, is going to do the same thing to this organization that Mahomes did and that Caitlin Clark's going to do. And he may not win championships, but he's going to put you in a position to win championships every single game. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and it's, you know, always worth making the drive to Kauffman Stadium. It's always worth, I think, yeah, like you mentioned, and flipping on the game, radio, television, because what he brings on a nightly basis is the type of talent that is hard to find around Major League Baseball. Paul, thank you very much for the phone call. Not only is that type of talent hard to find around Major League Baseball, that type of talent's hard to find in any walk of life. That's why when Mahomes is on the field, I don't care if you hate the Chiefs or love the Chiefs, if you love football, you gotta watch, because you've never seen someone do what he does. Bobby at the shortstop position with that kind of speed, that kind of strength, both arm strength and bat speed strength. You know, it's hard to find people in his category at that position. It's Alex Rodriguez, young Cal Ripken. Who else? Barry Larkin's a Hall of Famer, but
and a world champion. You get my point. I mean, listen to the names you're throwing out there. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. You mentioned some of their greatest moments being in losses, the never-say-die attitude. Now, of course, what comes to my mind is the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers, where Mahomes made some of the wildest throws any of us have ever seen. And even though everything we were watching in that game said the Chiefs are not winning this, you didn't go anywhere because of that dude. Because, well, if anyone's going to make it happen, it's going to be 15. And you stuck with this one because, hey, Bob might get another chance. Salvi might come to the dish. Again, Salvi, who's hitting near 500 with runners in scoring position this season. You got to see it. You got to stick around and give them that chance because they've earned it. Appreciate the phone call. There's a phone line open for you, and the text line's always there as well. 913-586-7610. I want to head inside the clubhouse. I want to hear what Alec Marsh had to say after his 7 innings, 5 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, 7 punch-outs. Here's Alec Marsh on Bally Sports, Kansas City.
How would you differentiate this start today? What did you kind of see going against the Twins?
The plan was to try to keep the ball out of leaving the yard. A team that likes to leave the yard a lot. They like to hit a lot of, fly balls and stuff like that. A team with high ISO. So, it came down to just a couple pitches for me. I thought majority of the game stuff was really good. Finally got some balls to sweep on the slider and stuff like that. But just limiting damage when you go back-to-back walks is kind of the key moment for me. Can't give up a home run right there. The other one doesn't bother me as much as the 3-run homer. The other one, first pitch, trying to get ahead, just missed my spot. So that's going to happen. But after that, trying to limit damage and having those in-between batter resets to not go back-to-back walks. And then trying to get out of there without giving up a 3-run homer. But other than that, I thought it was fine. Just unfortunate that, out of the 4 hits, 2 of them were big flies with guys on.
Do you take a lot of the sweepingness of the slider into your next start? I know you've been trying to work on that, trying to get back that feel.
Yeah, I felt like this was the best it's been in the start. Finally starting to see horizontal movement on it. But regardless if that pitch is there or not, I still got to be able to use my other ones and throw them for strikes and not walk guys.
You got 7 innings in again, first time since your first start of this year, but how important is that to building for the future?
Huge. I mean, it's a long season. There's a lot of positives in that game right there. Hate to take the L, but we battled our ass off there at the end. So that's huge to see with this group. We're never out of it. So, like I said, I get 1 or 2 of those pitches back, we might win that game. So moving forward, just taking the positives out of that one. And, I love that I was able to get 7, save some of our arms in the bullpen because we're going to need them the rest of the series, especially after we had a long game in Tampa. So that's huge, huge positive. My ability to go deep into games is showing up more often, which I really like.
Yeah, no doubt. Only one reliever used in this game, Nick Anderson, throwing a 19-pitch 8th inning. Royals lose 6-5. Mikel Garcia, Vinny Pasquantino, Hunter Renfro, and Dairon Blanco responsible for the RBI. Vinny with 19 runs driven in 23 games here in the month of May. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Dan in KCK points out that Mikel's on pace to drive in just about 80 RBI. Mikel today 2-for-5. He extends his hitting streak to 14 games. That's the longest streak by a Royal this season. Mikel hitting .349 across those 14 games with 13 runs scored and 10 runs driven in. Back to the text line from the 816. Vern, I haven't been this excited about the Royals in a long, long, long time. Well, you're not alone in that. From the 913, Vern, the Royals are batting .306 with runners in scoring position. That's as good as they've been since I was born back in 1974. All right, I'll take your word for it. Back to the text line. That can't be right. 1974? I don't think you have that right. From the 816.
This person's all upset at Bobby. Okay. So the Royals make a tremendous comeback in the ninth. Who else do you want at the plate but Bobby? And he swings at the first pitch. Make the pitcher get nervous, Bobby. Even if you have to take one or two strikes, make him pitch to you. Don't chase the first pitch in that situation. Well, that's terrific. Okay. Oh, and I see other text messages. Oh, we're going in on Bobby? Okay. All right. It might be time to wrap up if that's the kind of stuff we're bringing. Bobby Witt Jr. Statistically, the best player on the planet right now. You look at wins above replacement, he's number one. Nobody scores more runs in the game than Bobby. And among shortstop, nobody's prevented more runs than Bobby. When you show up to the diamond, your job is to score runs and prevent runs. Nobody does it better than Bobby Witt Jr. And the nerds even say he's the best when you look at war. But now we're going to tell him how to hit? Johan Duran knows how good Bobby Witt Jr. is. You're telling me that he's going to get worse as he gets ahead in the count? I mean, the pitch that Bobby swung at was a strike. So you're telling me fall behind one of the nastiest relievers in the sport. That's what the best player in the sport should have done. Guys, listen, I understand what profession I have, sports radio, and it has a very long track record of, you know, condescending windbags that act like they know everything, even though they're fat, out of shape, skinny, bald. You know, they're not athletes. Most of us are not athletes, myself included. But I'm not going to – listen, you want to call up and try to give MJ some advice? Fine. You want to call up and give Will Smith some advice? That would be silly. He's got three rings, but you do you. Don't call up. Don't text in and give the MVP advice. He doesn't need it. Not from you, Jim, Steve, Fat Bill, you know, whatever your nickname is, he doesn't need your advice. From the 913, Vern, this team has moxie, and it's keeping me watching until the very last out. It's all I've ever wanted. Well, let's hear. I smell a losing streak with two O's from the 913. Okay, yes. Thank you very much for the closing bet. I think it is time to wrap up. I think it is time to call it good on this Memorial Day postgame show. JT Noah, great job back there, buddy. Always nice working with you. Can't wait till tomorrow because, ladies and gentlemen, Cole Reagan's pitches. And then Seth Lugo and then Brady Singer. It's great to be a Royals fan right now, Kansas City. Just embrace it. Have a good time with it. I'll talk to you at 5:30 for the 6:40 first pitch.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep.
Graybar does that.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.